Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The question these days, of course, is will winter ever go away? Right now, a lot of us are suffering late winter blues, and we desperately need a cure. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, that is exactly why we invited our friend and our Down East correspondent, Chris Corbett, to be here with us. Buck us up with some chowder talk.
Well, it's pronounced chowder.
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 Like
yeah.
Supper and dinner. And dinner is served at noon, and supper is served in the evening.
Perfect. Okay. That's
and
good.
We need to talk about fish chowder, not clam chowder.
All right.
Sure, that's right.
Because we don't have time to do justice to the noble bivalve for this afternoon. I would say this about chowder is that the emphasis is on the word fish.
Uh-huh.
And I mention this because oftentimes you'll go to places and you'll get a lot of potatoes.
Right.
And we're not interested in a lot of potatoes, Jerry.
I'm sure, fair sure. Enough. And what kind of fish are we going to find in fish chowder?
Use haddock, which
okay.
is the workhorse of the kitchen
sure.
in New England,
sure.
particularly in Maine. It's a relatively inexpensive fish, and it won't let you down. Now, there are people who will use cod, too.
Uh-huh.
But
what
here...
What about scrod?
That's just another member of the family.
Baby
yeah,
version
yeah,
or smaller.
Yeah.
But haddock is the choice.
I prefer haddock. I've ordered haddock from the Whole Foods over in Mount Washington.
Uh-huh.
I had to have them get it for me.
Uh-huh.
But... Paddock is the way to go.
What about the broth that you cook it in?
Well, people use a fish stock,
mm-hmm.
but simple is best with chowder.
Okay.
I would take 3 or 4 pieces of bacon,
yes.
brown them in a pan,
mm-hmm.
and then brown an onion about mm-hmm. the size of a baseball in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would use that to flavor. As far as the potatoes go, less is more on
uh-huh.
the potatoes.
Right.
At least 1/2 pound of haddock per diner. That would
oh,
be the
wow.
way I would go. But I'm a generous chowder maker.
No, that All sounds right. great, though,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah.
And then cream, milk? What is...
I would use whole milk
uh-huh.
and 1/2 and 1/2 and not cream.
Okay.
Certainly not skim milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want to introduce a lot of exotic spices to the chowder.
Sure.
A little black pepper and a little salt is uh-huh. one thing, but we don't want to go nuts here.
And do we thicken this with a roux? Or is there any flour involved? Or
no, nothing.
So
nothing.
This is just the milk.
No, it,
it's, so it's a the consistency I've always seen is a bit thicker. So
yes.
this is a little thinner, like almost like
yes,
oyster stew
yes,
consistency.
Yes, exactly. It would be closer to what you might think of as an oyster stew.
Awesome.
Right.
Now, is this a long cooking process?
No,
get
no.
It
you
over
can
pretty
you can
quickly?
Make you can make chowder in a you know relative you know 20 minutes.
And
oh,
the
boy.
And the famous
half
accompaniment
an hour.
On top.
Well, the famous accompaniment on top, as some of your listeners may know, is the Crown Pilot cracker.
I call them oyster crackers.
Right.
Yeah.
But the original cracker was made for many, many years, since the late 1700s.
Hmm.
It's said to have come from Newburyport, Massachusetts, which was a seagoing town. That may be something they just tell the tourists. But the thing about the Pilot cracker is they no longer make it. Nabisco said they didn't have enough customers.
Oh.
But that was the staple for chowder eating.
Right.
I would not use saltines.
Yes. No, not at all.
Well, we're going to put the recipe on our website and let people take a whack at it. It's pretty easy.
And I love it. It's such a good dish.
It really is
and
a good dish.
And it reheats.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Chris, for being with us.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you both.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.